I try and write every day, except Sunday when I never write. Often, Saturday falls by the wayside too. I have small children. I write best in the morning, so I try and make the most of that. I put the phone on answer phone and ignore emails till after lunch. I might scan my inbox before I start, but unless something is super urgent, I don't waste time answering it. If my family is at home, I escape to the British Library. There's no point building up a head of steam only to be distracted after an hour. I start with my journal, just for 10 or 15 minutes. This limbers me up and gets me into the right mindset. It also provides an invaluable resource which now stretches back years. I let myself be free to experiment in this short burst of writing. I might try and sketch a character I met the day before, or work up an interesting dialogue exchange from my notebook. I carry this notebook with me at all times and try not to forget a pen. When I am poor, it is a crumpled Sylvine memo book, price 89p. If I ever have spare cash, it is a beautiful Smythson notebook, price £40. It is shoved into my jeans and can come out at any time. If I don't get something down immediately, I either forget it or it loses its potency. I can't remember why I was delighted by it or worked up about it. After 15 minutes or so of journal, I open whatever it is I'm working on. I try and write a minimum of 500 words a day. This worked for Graham Greene, who pointed out that this page and a half, with necessary revisions, will lead to a full-length novel within a year. If things are going well, I may write more, sometimes much more. But once I've got my quota done, I feel ahead. I can make myself another coffee, walk around the garden, sniff the flowers, think about the plot. I always stop when I'm ahead in the middle of a scene. I even like Hemingway's trick of stopping in the middle of a sentence, because once you complete that sentence the next morning, you're off and away. I resist going on the internet. I make a note of what I need to research and leave that for later. You can waste a lot of good writing time online. Some days I stop at 12:40 and go swimming or running. I count this as part of my writing day, as exercise so often brings good ideas. One swim once sorted out an entire plot for me. On lazier days, I click off at 12:58 and go downstairs to listen to Martha Carney and have lunch. I do the less taxing stuff in the afternoon. Emails, research, occasional journalism, phone calls, admin.